One of my favorite topics to sing, to worship to, is the holiness of God. It just is. That's one of my favorite. I'm always stopped in my tracks when the song that we're singing or that I'm hearing speaks of the holiness of God. And just that such a holy God would allow such an unholy people and pave the way so that an unholy people could stand before a holy God, generated by His love for us. I was asked in my ordination testing, what motivated God to bring salvation to this world? So you can make this argument for the love of God, or you can make this argument for the holiness of God, or you can make this argument for the mercy of God, or the grace of God. And I think probably it's the totality of God is what motivated God. His justice motivated Him, His holiness motivated Him, His love. John 3:16 said His love motivated Him. He's motivated because He's God. He's motivated because He loves us and because He is holy and because He is just and He is mercy and He is grace. I better get on something else because that's not the message for today. But it's the holiness of God. I can remember being at the rink where the Penguins play. I was out there and they were having this gathering out there, like a Promise Keeper type gathering, and all of a sudden I was up in the stands, and they were worshiping down on, and all of a sudden they started to sing about the holiness of God, and I found myself on the ground. I just found myself completely on the floor. Just the holiness of God. I feel maybe at times I get the little tidbit of what Isaiah felt and when he was in the presence of God and realizing that he was a man of unclean lips and he run among a world with uncleanness in them, but God sent a coal from His altar to cleanse him. And they were singing, "Holy, holy, holy." How about if I say this to you today? I'm switching gears. I got to switch gears here because I think God wants me to go here this morning. Just let me read these words to you and see what comes to your mind this morning. Here they are. Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I tell you something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, you'll let me be your man. And please say to me, you'll let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love, I cannot hide, I cannot hide, I cannot hide. It is the Beatles, right? It's the Beatles from 1964. It's the first thing, basically, on this day, January 10th, 1964, the Beatles released that song. I believe it's the first song that they released to the United States. The people in the United States, when they came over here from England to start their tour, they released that song. For about $200-$400, you can have that album on like eBay. You know, that's the album. The first thing they said to us is, "I want to hold your hand." And I think they completely plagiarized that from God. I think God's been saying that for years. Thousands of years, God has been saying, "I want to hold your hand. I want to be your man. I want to be the lead in your life. Oh, when I feel the love that I have, it does something inside of me. I just want to hold your hand. I just want to be a part of your life. Will you let me be a part of your life?" Isaiah 55 is where Jesus, where God begins to make that message to me very clear. In this Isaiah message, Isaiah simply means Yahweh is salvation. And so I think that is key. God says even in Isaiah's time, which we got to know, it's 27 plus 100 years ago. God has been saying this to His people at least for almost 3,000 years. "I want to hold your hand. I want to be your man. I want to be your God. I want to walk with you. I want to walk among you. I want to walk in your world. I want to walk in your life. Will you let me walk in your life? I want to hold your hand." January 10th, 2021. God's asking us again today. Will you let me hold your hand? And He's doing that through the message in Isaiah, I believe, written some 2,700 plus years ago. So for at least that many years, God has been saying to this earth, I want to hold your hand. And I believe this day, on this very day, God is saying that to us again. I want to be your God. Will you let me be your God? I am a holy, righteous God. I am a just and merciful God. And I want to be your man. I want to be your God. I want to hold your hand. Will you let me hold your hand? Look what he says in verse 1 of Isaiah 55. And if you're reading from the King James or from the New American Standard, I like that a little bit better this morning because it doesn't begin with come. It begins with, hey! The Hebrew word is, hey! Woo! Yo, I'm over here. That's what he's saying. Hey, listen. That's what the Hebrew is saying. He's trying to get everybody's attention. Hey, I got a message for you, world. Hey, I got a message for you, individuals. I got a message. Will you listen? If you just stand up in front of people and you just start talking, hey, how's your day? What's your... It's different than if you stand up in front of everybody and say, hey! You know, people are like, what's wrong with that dude? And that's what God's doing. It's such an important message that God wants to get it out there. So he tells Isaiah, wait a minute, get everybody's attention. Hey! And then look what he says. Come! Come! All you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Come! And he says that 4 times in this one passage. Come! Hey! You! Over the corner! Yeah, you in the back! Hey, you in the front! Hey, you on the right, on the left! Hey, you! World! Come! Come! This invitation from God. This beautiful invitation from God. Over and over and over in this passage, he said, I invite you, come! Come! Oh, man, I want to hold your hand. I want to be your God. I want to be your man. I want to be the one that takes the lead in your life. I want to navigate you to life. Come, all you who are thirsty. Come, all who you are thirsty, that recognize need. I think there's got to be a recognized need. Moses said this, God, there's a recognized need. I know. Moses said, God, if you're not going with us, don't send us. Because I am empty without you, God. I cannot. What's going to tell us apart from everyone else in this world if you're not with us, God? I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for you, God. Don't. I need you, God. We see the rich young ruler in the New Testament coming to Jesus, and he knows he has a thirst. He doesn't like the answer, so he walks away, but he still knows he has a thirst. It's a recognized need. How many times in the Bible we see over and over and over that people are crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy. You know what that is? That's a recognized need. I am thirsty. I'm thirsty. I got to have God. I can't navigate without God. He says, come, those of you that are thirsty. Come. I can't do this on my own. I'm thirsty. I have fallen short of the glory of God. I'm thirsty. I am bankrupt. I'm thirsty. I'm poor in spirit. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. God said, yeah, I got something for you. I know you can't do it. I know you're poor in spirit. I know that you're lost. I know that you cannot navigate this life without me. So, hey, hey, come. I'm not looking for those who've got all kinds of wherewithal. I'm looking for those that are thirsty. God said, this message is for those that are thirsty. Come. 4 times over and over and over he repeats in this passage. Come, come. Just in this one verse. Come, come to the waters. And what he's saying there is come to what gives you life. That's what he's saying. Come to the waters. Come. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Like an exclamation point. God's excited. I think he's going, oi! Woo-hoo! Baby, you can't believe this. What I got for you is amazing. What I got for you will quench your thirst. You can come to the waters. You can come to the waters. I'm inviting you to come to the waters. You have no money, don't worry. You can come and buy and eat. It doesn't matter if you have money. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. It matters if you're thirsty. That's the only requirement, is if you're thirsty. Isn't that a beautiful passage? The only thing you got to know is that you're thirsty. Not how big your wallet is, or how much scripture you know, or how many times you go to church, or how many right things you do, or how many wrong things you don't do. Just one requirement. You're thirsty. You need something, because God's saying, oh, I just want to hold your hand. I just want to be your man. I just want to be your God. One requirement, thirst. Come and buy. You don't have any money, it doesn't matter. If you have no money, come, buy and eat. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without costs. Come buy this cheer and this joy, and come buy this strength, this wine and this milk. Come to the water. Come to what's going to give you life. And this joy represented by the wine, this cheer, this joy, this something's going on. This heart smile is what I call joy. I want to give you a heart smile. I know that your world is falling apart. I know that maybe you're falling apart. I know that you're in over your head. But I can give you a heart smile. No matter what else is going on in this world, I can give you a heart smile. Come! Oh, I want you to come to the waters. I got life for you. I just want to hold your hand. And I want to lead you to the wine. I want to lead you to the joy and the cheer. And I want to lead you to the milk. I want to lead you to the strength. I know you're not strong enough. That's why I have the invitation to those who are weak and thirsty. Come and buy. You don't need any money. All you need is a thirst. Verse 2 says this. Why spend money? This is one time when I think God's going, he's scratching his head. Why are you spending money on what is not bread, and you labor for what does not satisfy? There's lots of things out in this world that's trying to satisfy something in you, and it's not doing it. And you keep giving them your money. You keep giving them your time. You keep giving them your efforts. And you think it's going to produce this heart smile, this joy, and this strength, and this life in your life. It's not. It's not. They're going to try to trick you and deceive you into spending time seeking after them. If I only had this, I would be happy. God says, stop. What you need is me. And you spend money on what is not satisfying. You labor on what does not satisfy. Listen! Listen to me! And eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affairs. Look at that. That is a beautiful picture. That's a powerful picture that God is saying, wait a minute, when I set this before you, it's going to do something in your soul. I want to be your man. I want to hold your hand, because I want to lead you to where your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Will you stop? He said, will you stop going after all that stuff that's promising you happiness? Will you stop going after that stuff that's promising you security? Will you stop going after that stuff that's promising you life? Would you just know that I've got it for you, and the only thing you need is thirst? That's beautiful. Verse 3 says this. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I don't even want to lead you to the table. I want to give you life. I want to give you life, and I want you to have this heart smile, and I want you to have this strength, and I want you to have this life, but I want your soul to live. Oh, your body will fail you someday, but your soul will never fail you. Your body's going to get parked in a junkyard someday. We call them cemeteries when they're human. But it's the same thing as an old F-150 sitting down here to Yurdie's. When they drag that in there and they sit it up on the embankment or they crush it down, that's what our body, he said, that's not your soul. Your body will experience some negativity perhaps, but I'm looking for your soul. I don't know if I'll promise you no problems in your life. No, I'm not promising that. Will I promise that you'll never die? No. Will I promise that your soul will live? Yes. That's what I'm promising, that your soul will live. This is what I want to do. I just want to hold your hand. I just want to be your man. I just want to be your God. Will you let me? The only thing you need is thirst. Are you thirsting for God this morning? Are you thirsting for God? Are you tired of spending your time and your effort and whatever else that you have in your hand to seek out something that you think will make your soul live, only to find out that years later it didn't work? You know, sometimes I wish those things would be instantaneous, so I would know, I would invest in this and not find out, like in an hour, it doesn't work. But the problem is, I find out 10, 15 years later. And God says, give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. Your soul's going to live. Look at verse 4. See, I have made him, capital H, him, a witness to people, to the peoples, a leader and a commander of the peoples. Now here we come. Here's how he's going to do that in your life. Because there's a holy, righteous, just God who is merciful and grace. And he has this desire to be your man, to be holding your hand. He has this desire, but there's a problem between here and there. And you recognize this thirst that I'm separated from God. And said, don't worry, God says, I'm sending the answer. I'm sending the answer. And he will be a witness to all peoples, a leader and a commander of the peoples. He, Jesus, is who we are referring to. Surely, it says in verse 5, surely you will summon nations to you know not, and nations that you do not know, they will hasten to you, because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. You know what that is? That's an Isaiah verse for John 3:16. So for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Jesus. Because he wants to save, he wants to make your soul live. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you a heart smile. He wants to give you strength. He wants to lead you to the waters. So much so that Jesus came so that you and I could experience that. It's all God. Just so you know, it's all God. And God says, I want to hold your hand. Will you let me? I'll do all the work. I'll do all the work. And you just extend your hand so that I can hold it because I love you. Wait a minute this morning. I need to know that you know that. That God loves you. And then he wants to give you life. God loves you so much and he wants to give you joy. God loves you so much and he wants to strengthen you from within. He loves you so much that he's telling you the things you're going after in this world are not paying the dividends you're looking for. But let me tell you, God says, I'm going to pay you dividends. I'm going to do something in your life. I'm going to do something in your midst. I'm going to send Jesus so that you and I can have this relationship, so you and I can hold each other's hand. Because I'm going to put my hand out to you. All you need to do is reach up and take a hold of it. Because I love you. Because you're thirsty, and that matters to me, that you're thirsty. I don't know if it matters to our system. I don't know if it matters to our government that you're thirsty. I don't know if it matters to your neighbor that you're thirsty. I don't even know if it matters to your mom or your dad that you're thirsty. I don't know if it matters to your sons or your daughters that you're thirsty. But it matters to God that we are thirsty. And he said, I'm going to extend my hand to you. And I want you to come and have this relationship with me. Look at verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. That's a 2021 message as much as it was 3,000 years ago. God said, I can still be found. My hand is extended to you. Will you take a hold of my hand? Seek me while I can be found, because I am near to you. I'm near to you right now. I'm near to you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me right now? Can you just hear me saying, speaking to your ear, can you hear me? I'm not trying to be crazy here. I'm asking, can you hear him? It's me. I want to hold your hand. Verse 7 says this, let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. This ministry of love that brings relief is mercy. This ministry of love, I will have, all you need to do is look at me, God said. You don't have to clean up. You don't have to do what's right. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to read the right translations of the Bible. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to do any of that. All you got to do is look at me. That's it. Will you look at me? Stop looking at that wickedness. Stop looking at that sin. I know you have sin. I know your sin has separated you. That's why I sent Jesus. And you got to let me apply it to your life. I know you're thirsty. I've allowed you to know you're thirsty because your thirst matters to me. Seek me. Stop looking at the world. Stop looking at something else to fulfill you. Stop looking at something else to try to give you joy or to try to give you life or to try to give you a soul smile. Stop looking to them. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy instantly on him and our God, for he will freely pardon you. I'm telling you, that rocked me to the core this week. Done. You're forgiven. See, God, don't you want to put down some sharp nails for me to crawl across so I can earn this? Don't you want to make me walk through something? God says, I want to forgive you because you are thirsty, because your sin is making you thirsty, and I want to forgive you because all I want to do is hold your hand. I want to be your man. That's all I want to do. And all you have to do is just look and see my hand out there right now. I'm telling us right now, his hand is extended to everyone in this room. And maybe you have this moment in your life that you can remember taking hold of the hand of God. Hallelujah. But his hand is still there. The next level, the next level. I want to hold your hand. I want to lead you. I want to guide you. But if you don't remember those moments when God has extended your hand, his hand to you, and you took a hold of his hand, and he lifted you, and he forgave you, then I want you to be able to think through that and just process that even as we speak right now and listen for the voice of God. Do I think he'll speak to you? Absolutely. Do I think he might speak to you through me? I do. The Bible is clear that he speaks through the men and the women of the word of faith. Certainly. Do I think he'll speak directly to you right now? Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're hearing from God and you're feeling something right now and you're feeling, man, I am thirsty. That's God. That's God. That's all that is God. And He's letting you see that and He's letting you feel that just so you can know that you can be pardoned and you can be forgiven. It's beautiful. And I love verse 8, and I almost stopped at verse 7. I said, God says, I know. Because I found myself saying, how can this be? And then I read verse 8. He says, I know my thoughts are way more than your thoughts. I know you don't think this can be done. I'm telling you right now, I'm God, and you're not. And I don't know how you can just forgive me, God. I know, because your thoughts are so minuscule, and my thoughts are so great. I don't expect you to understand, because your world tells you you've got to earn it. Your world tells you that you've got to pay for what you've done wrong. I'm going to tell you right now that I want to forgive you for it. And I want to hold your hand. I know my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. Thank the Lord for that, declares the Lord. I know this doesn't make sense. I like the song that says, you count it strange, so once did I. As heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I love it when God says, He just kind of really says, you know what, I know, you're not the smartest tack in the box. And I love you anyway. And you're just going to trust me that I can do this in your life. Do you thirst this morning? Do we thirst? As rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and make it bud and flourish, that's God's going to do that to you. That's what He wants to do. So it yields seeds for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. You know what that means? When I say forgiven, it can't resist that. That's what that means. When I say, you're pardoned, Mason, nothing can resist that. When I say, you're no longer separated from me, nothing can resist that. When I say, thirst no more, nothing can resist that. Because my way, my words will do what I tell them to do. And I'm telling them to forgive you this morning. And they can't deny me. Because I'm God, and I am holy, and I am merciful, and I am grace, and I am just, and I am the sovereign God. And I want to hold your hand. I want to be your man. I get this idea that the Beatles, I don't know a bunch of the Beatles stuff, sorry. And they were a pretty cool group, I think, for the most part. You know, I think they were lost, seemingly. But if somebody's offering to hold my hand, sorry, Mr. Beatles, I'm taken. His name is Jesus. In my word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which it was sent. And just let me repeat this right now. The purpose that it is sent in this passage is so that you can hold the hand of God. Nothing can stop salvation from coming to the thirsty. Will you let it come to you this morning? This morning we're going to celebrate communion, and communion is this. I explained it to Ariana this morning, my 4-year-old granddaughter. It says Isaiah 55, right here and right now, that Jesus died on the cross and his body was broken for you and me. His blood was poured out for the forgiveness of sin, because God wants to hold your hand. Will you let him? And if your heart is saying right now, yeah, God, I'm going to let you. You know what that means? You've just agreed with God. I don't have a 12-step program for getting saved or to experience salvation or taking a hold of the hand of God. I got a one-step thirsting reaching. Maybe that's two. I'm going to have the guys come in just a minute. And just so you know, we have prepackaged communion. Each guy will get a squirt of hand sanitizer just to be respectful. And then they'll take it out of the bucket and just hand it to you. They'll just hand you, let them take them. We're not going to pass the buckets. Just let them take them to you. If mom or dad, if you want to take them for your family, you just take them right out. They'll hand them to you. Okay? And then the bottom part of the cup, you lift off and it's the bread. So you're going to need to hold your cup upside down because the bread comes first. Just so you know, when I was first a believer, I can never remember if the blood come first or the body come first. And the guy told me one time, he said, God, Jesus' body was broken open before he could bleed. So we're going to celebrate with the bread and we'll all eat together. And then we'll celebrate with the cup and we'll all drink together. But as we do that, and as the guys, I want you to watch this video. Just so you know, it's called The Salvation Poem, and it's a cartoon video for kids. But just listen to it this morning. You know, part of the reason I want to show this video is because I think it's very powerful. I wish you all were like this young man right here. He's saying it, and he's just like, he's watching me. He's got his Bible open. He's ready to do business. Yeah, give me some of that. All right. Because I want not only the adults in the room to understand that God loves them, I want the kids to understand in the room that there's no age limit. God loves you. And this cartoon can show us, this song, this salvation poem song can show us. So if I could have the four guys just come and that I've asked, Jeff and Tobin and Scott and MJ. I was going to give you some of this. Feel free. If you're a visitor with us today and you don't know if you can take communion, the answer is yes. You don't have to be a member of any church to take communion. You've got to be a member of God. So if you want to celebrate with us that Jesus came to give us what Isaiah 55 has told us today, if you want to celebrate that with us, feel free to take communion with us. Each person take one, and then we'll hold them. I'm going to ask the video to start while the guys distribute.
Forgive me now, oh.
That's what he wants to do. Forgive you and make your life anew. You want that today? And again, just let me, I feel urged to say this. If you have never received Jesus, I'm asking you just to let him know, I've never received you, but this morning I'm feeling like I want to. Let him make you new. Let him make you new, will you? Just let him make you new. And if you've been walking with Jesus for years, just smile. Because he's made you new. And he's doing things in your life that you can't even imagine. And maybe you've walked with Jesus and maybe you want to walk with him more fervently, more zealously, more passionately. Tell him that this morning too, will you? Just tell him. Say, Jesus, I know you have a hold of my hand, but I want you to lead me more. And I just want to follow you. I know you will lead me. And if you've never taken a hold of his hand, I just want to offer this again. Just say yes to him. Recognize the thirst and just say yes to him. He will pardon, and he is a merciful God. He's not looking for anything other than you to say yes. Will you do that this morning? Let me pray, and then we'll eat the bread together. Jesus, thank you. And Lord, I got a feeling that you're working in my heart, and I think you're working in others' hearts here this morning. And Father, I know that you directed Jesus. And Jesus, I know in that last days with your disciples, you set forth this bread and this wine, this cup, this juice deal, so we could remember what you've done for us, Jesus. God, you've been saying it at least for 2,743 years. And I don't think it ever gets old for you to say it again. I just want to hold your hand. I want to be your man. I want to be your God. I will send Jesus and he will come. And his body will be broken and his blood will bloodshed. Because I love you. So as Jesus told his disciples, do this, guys. Do this to remember how much I love you and that I do have a hold of your hand. So do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat the bread together. The scriptures go on to say on that same night he took the cup and he passed it around to the guys and he just said, I'm going to shed my blood for you because blood brings life. The life is in the blood and I want you to have life. I'm going to shed my blood for you. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to pardon you through my blood. Do this, guys, in remembrance of me to know that you have been forgiven. You have literally been forgiven. Let me tell you, you are forgiven. So just, I'm not asking for an audible, but just say that in your soul. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. How's that feel? Jesus, we thank you for shedding your blood for us. And as a body of new life this morning, and those that have joined us, those that may be at home, thank you for that. Those that are in the safe room this morning, thank you for those. That we've all joined you this morning. And in unison, we say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood for us and giving us life. Let's drink together. If you feel like you've made a decision this morning to walk deeper with him or to start a relationship with him this morning, I'm going to ask you just to text me. I'm going to ask you to Facebook message me. I got something for you I want you to have. For those of us that have taken a hold of the hand of the God, there's a lot of people that have not. Let's be carriers of the message. What's in your milk can? The gospel. Let's pour it out on our community. So will you stand with me today? The number that you see on our website or the number you may see on our Facebook is my cell number. So if you wouldn't want to reach out to me, that's my number. It comes right directly to me. Father God, thank you for these moments together. Thank you for this communion. Thank you for the message in this video that we saw. Thank you for the message that you've been speaking over people since Isaiah's time and even before, I know. All I want to do is hold your hand. I just want to be your man. I want to be your God. And I want you to be my people. Because I love you. Because I am holy. Because I am merciful. And I want to forgive you. I want to forgive you perhaps even more than you want to be forgiven. And I want you in heaven with me even more than maybe what you want. And I want you to have life on this earth maybe even more than what you know you can do. Because my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts are greater. Don't ever forget that my words will not come back void. When I speak it into your life, it'll be so. So, Father, thank you for that. As we leave here this morning, Father, we have released our worship. We have released the Word of God among us. And, Father, now we're going to be released into this world that so desperately needs Jesus. And I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have an awesome day.